So how has my mum influenced my relationship with God? She's influenced in the way, just the way she is. She's kind, she's loving, and nothing, no request, no, nothing's too big for her to do. And also a bit of discipline. So that's how my mum's influenced my relationship with God, and also just watching her over the years, spending time in prayer and, you know, singing to herself, singing hymns to herself or humming hymns. That's also influenced. Just watching her over the years, and just thinking back about how she's spent time with us, talking to us, and just imparting her wisdom. So that's how my mum has influenced my relationship with God. Mum, I love you and I respect you and just want to hug you every day.
My mum has really brought me closer to God. She's actually the main reason I'm still a Christian now. Every single day she reminds me to read the Bible, and I forget a lot, and so she reminds me every single night because she reads it as well, and that's just brought me closer. And also, this gets annoying sometimes, but whenever we have a conversation, she always somehow ties the idea of God into our conversation, and it really shows me how, like, God has a part to play in everything. Whenever I go out or I talk to my friends, my mum always tells me to, like, she always says, you are a Christian, so behave like a Christian, and so you will stand out. And I actually have an example of this. At school, 2 years ago, actually, my friends came up to me and they were wondering, like, why are you different from us? Because there was just something different about me and they couldn't put it together. So I actually told them that I'm a Christian, and they said, there's, like, lots of religions, so what's so special about mine? And so I explained mine, and they actually really liked it. So now a couple of them actually started going to church, and their families have turned Christian. And yeah, both my parents have a part to play, but my mum, she really enforced this God into my life, and so I'm really grateful for that. And happy Mother's Day, Mum. I love you.
So the way my mum has influenced my relationship with God is through the way she does things, through the things that I hear her say. Like, I can see God through her every day. Like, I will listen to her in the kitchen. She'll be like, no, God wouldn't do that. And then she'll stop herself, not doing necessarily something bad before she does it, but she'll just hold back and be like, Jesus wouldn't say something like that and stuff like that. And also through the way, like, she's always there for me. I can be panicking or freaking out for no particular reason. Like, she'll know what I'm talking about when I say I can feel a pain here, and then I can panic about it, but she'll be like, Alicia, don't be silly. Like, you're fine, you're not dying. And she just has this peace about her that can calm me in an instant. And I feel like that is the sort of character that God would have towards us. Being able to calm us in a time that we feel that we cannot be calmed. And I guess I just wanted to say thank you for that, because she's always there no matter what, no matter if I've been mad at her beforehand or even during. She doesn't give up. She's always there. And I feel like that is reflecting the kind of characteristic that God has towards us. Like, we can do anything, but he will always be there to kind of pick up the pieces, if you know what I mean. So I just wanted to say thank you for always being there for me.
All right, those were some beautiful thoughts shared by some of our very own from church about how important, you know, mums are in our life and the impact that they have. And I just want to add to that and share on that, you know, the Bible says that, you know, we are created in God's image and he created male and female. And often throughout the Bible, we see, you know, God often described in masculine terms. You know, he's described as he and him. But, you know, God doesn't have a gender. And you know, who God is revealed in both male and female. And, you know, we learn so much about the qualities of God through our mums. And I'm so thankful for mums and mothers because they teach us so much about God's loving and caring nature. And I just want to read from 1 Corinthians 13. It says, love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. It does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and also always perseveres. But I love the start of that. It says, love is patient and love is kind. And I think I see so much of that embodied in my own mum. You know, she is patient and she is kind and she shows me what it means to have that sort of love, to show that sort of love. You know, when I'm sore, when I'm tired, you know, as a kid growing up, when I hurt myself, it wasn't dad that I'd run to because dad wouldn't care. Dad would just laugh. Dad would just say, toughen up. But, you know, if I hurt myself, if I scratch myself, it's mum that I'm running to because mum welcomes me with open arms. She picks me up. She says, let's take care of that. You know, let's touch it up. Let's put a Band-Aid on it. She makes me feel better. She makes me feel good. And she shows me that kind-hearted love. She shows me that love is patient when she's helping me with my homework. Or she's, you know, now showing me patience and kindness when I express my problems and concerns to her. Mum shows me that sort of love. She shows me the sort of love that God demonstrates to each and every one of us. And I believe, you know, mums are so important to our journeys because if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't know what God's love looks like and what God's love feels like to us. So to all the mums out there, I just want to say a very big thank you and that we love you so very much. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be the people we are today. We wouldn't know what love is without the love that you showcased and demonstrated towards us. And so we're just very thankful. And I just want to share a poem with you guys that means a whole lot to me. And it just talks about the importance of mothers. And here's how it goes. It says, mum's smile can brighten any moment. Mum's hugs put joys in all our days. Mum's love will stay with us forever and touch our lives in precious ways. The values you've taught, the care you've given, and the wonderful love you've shown have enriched my life. In more ways than I can count, I love you, mum. I said a Mother's Day prayer for you to thank the Lord above for blessing me with a lifetime of your tender-hearted love. I thank God for the caring you've shown me through the years, for the closeness we've enjoyed in times of laughter and of tears. And so I thank you from the heart for all you've done for me. And I bless the Lord for giving me the best mother there could be. Come to me, all you who are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. This is a Mother's Day message for all the mothers who just want to lie down. Mothers who don't have nannies, babysitters, housekeepers, or cleaning ladies. This is for all the mothers who don't have help. This is for the mothers driving used cars or wrangling strollers onto the bus. Mothers whose sick days are used up by sick kids home from school. This is for mothers whose employees ask them, can't you get a neighbor to watch him? For mothers who get asked, is there a father in the home at parent-teachers conferences? This is for single mothers. This is in recognition of all the meals cooked, lunches packed, and groceries put away. The diapers changed, Band-Aids applied, hair combed, and clothes folded. This is for every load of laundry scheduled up the stairs or home from the laundromat. This is for the bills paid, the calls home from the principal, and trips to the emergency room. This is for every mother taking care of children and holding it all together, more or less. In recognition of these and all other burdens carried by our mothers, I'd like to suggest, sit down, or better yet, lie down, and repeat to yourself today's scripture. Jesus won't mind if you fall asleep and take a brief nap. I like to think that in this scripture, Jesus is saying that he knows how tired you are. And he's saying, these are times where you must put your burdens down. Put them down and take your rest. So mums, I just want to say thank you so very much for being the best mum to each and every one of us. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't know what God's love looks like. And so, church, can you pray with me as I pray for all of our mums? Wherever you may be at home, you know, put your hand on your mum and say, thank you, mum. Thank you, mum, for all you've done for me. And let's lift up our mums to God and thank God for each and every mum. Dear Jesus, I want to thank you so much for this day. I want to thank you for this time where we get to celebrate mums. And if it wasn't for them, you know, we wouldn't be the people we are today. We want to thank you so much for their love, their kind-heartedness, their gentleness, and for doing far more than we could ever be thankful for, you know, carrying the burdens, carrying the load, carrying the stress and putting it all together and keeping us safe, keeping us sound and keeping us healthy. We say from the bottom of our hearts, thank you, Jesus, for mums. And I pray that today and for the rest of this week and for the rest of this year, Lord, that you give them that rest that you promise. May we be more thankful for our mums, and may we respect our mums and listen to them when they tell us what to do. We thank you so much for mums. And I leave each and every mum from our church in your hands. I pray that you're guiding them, blessing them, looking after them and guiding them and giving that rest and wisdom during this season. I leave them in your hands and in your care, Jesus. Amen.